National Ag Day, you could probably sit here and talk ag for hours, but it's some pretty common topics, I think, that folks are maybe interested in. And I want to start with, just because it's the first one of my bullet point here, but the bird flu. I know this is something that the last couple of years has become more of an issue in different parts of the state, and you guys are taking different efforts to address that. So why don't you kind of lay the land for us a little bit, where Wisconsin's at from a bird flu standpoint and what methods are being done to kind of keep that in check or rein that in a little bit?
Sure. Well, I'm glad you started off by saying National Egg Day. So that's great. And Wisconsin has a lot to talk about there. It's a $116 billion industry in Wisconsin, something we should all be proud of. And, you know, actually, every day is Ag Day in Wisconsin because there is so much agriculture. About 1 in 10 people working in the state of Wisconsin is related, working in a job related to agriculture. So that's great news. There are challenges that come up along the way. And you mentioned high path avian influenza is one of them. It's been out there and circulating in the wild and in poultry for a few years now, which is unfortunate. And Wisconsin has had 4 cases in poultry so far this year, 3 commercial, 1 backyard flock. And we work very closely with veterinarians, with farmers, with USDA to try to address it. And one of the most important steps, Sean, is biosecurity. Taking biosecurity efforts very, very seriously, which the industry does here, is really important. And at this moment in time, DACAP is actually working on some biosecurity premises mapping workshops, which for those who are thinking about it, is we work with the industry to identify ways to keep their facilities more biosecure. So that is on the front end, you ask the question of, you know, what can be done? And that's one of the things that we can do, focus on biosecurity and then respond as needed.
And I know, too, local producers, obviously such an important part of the state's ag industry, whether it's grant funding, programs, what is being done to help support those local producers that are such an important part of our ag industry?
Yeah, great thing about Wisconsin agriculture is the farmer or the food processor that we're seeing in the local grocery stores could be from just down the road. Wisconsin is a powerhouse agriculture state, and we have that benefit of having farmers and businesses that are right here, homegrown, and that's pretty exciting. So the state does have a few programs that help consumers find their way to Wisconsin products. We have a Something Special from Wisconsin program. It's got a little logo on the back of products that are participants. We have a Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin program where we have grants that go to businesses that are trying to find their ways to consumers. But we have programs that help with connecting people from local all the way to the international. And Wisconsin, again, has a great story to tell as it relates to food production. And Wisconsin food products are available around the world because of it.
Absolutely. And something that just kind of crossed my mind here is I think when people think of the ag industry in Wisconsin, they always think of rural Wisconsin. They think of the far and away parts of Wisconsin, maybe a little less the more urban parts, you know, the Milwaukees, the Madisons, those big metros. Anything that's being done to make sure that those local products and stuff are getting more into those markets as opposed to just, you know, being out in rural Wisconsin?
Well, a lot. You made a really good point, Sean. A lot of food production is occurring in those urban areas of Wisconsin. Food processors are a big part of the state's economy, and they're a big part of the economy of everything from some really small communities in the state to the Madisons, the Rock Counties, the Milwaukees. Food processing is getting done all around the state. Food production is getting done all around the state. Again, one of those ways that we as Wisconsinites are so fortunate because the farmers are just down the road from us, and that product could be going to a processor somewhere else in Wisconsin, could be somewhere else outside Wisconsin, but from here it can go around the world. We have this great opportunity to work with the industry, with grocers, with marketers, to focus on things that are essentially Wisconsin products. And again, we know our farmer, know our food in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And what are some of the biggest challenges right now facing farmers, ag producers, processors, whatever it might be? I would imagine maybe those vary by the scale of said producer, but what are some of those biggest challenges that they're facing right now?
Yeah, some of the challenges include we just talked a little bit about animal disease management, and our team works very closely with the industry to try to prevent disease or prevent the spread of disease. So there's animal diseases that are occurring around the world. We need to be vigilant, and we need to focus on biosecurity. So that's one of the challenges that's out there. I would also say access to markets is a challenge right now, Sean. We've seen disruptions in international markets, whether it's tariffs or retaliatory tariffs, that has an impact not just on the Wisconsin products that are going to the other countries, but products from all around the United States that could be affected. So I think making sure that we have open access to markets is a really important thing. Again, Wisconsin has this great calling card of being America's Dairyland, but we also are a top producer of so many other commodities and goods and products. And those products can go around the world. What we want to do is open markets wherever possible, and that would be that will help Wisconsin. And then I would also say that right now, prices that farmers are paying for things and prices the farmers are receiving for things are not optimal, and we need to see that be adjusted too. There are some international events that are affecting that, and that's a challenge right now too.
Some of that stuff is outside of the states or DACAP's control, obviously, but what are you guys doing then at the organization there, or maybe with state leaders, whatever it might be, to maybe try to address some of that or ease that burden a little bit, because only so much of it is inside your control, though.
Well, that's true. We need to focus on what can we do. And as you said, Sean, a lot of those things, whether it's tariffs or retaliatory tariffs or open markets or international prices, are clearly beyond the farmer's control and clearly beyond the state's control. So here at the state, what we do is we try to focus on what can we do. And we have a variety of programs and partnerships, I think, that really can fortify Wisconsin's place in the world. And we have the we have great soil and water, so we need to protect it. Farmers in Wisconsin are doing a fantastic job of being the leaders of soil and water health. It all starts on the ground. That's a great thing for our state, and we have some programs that Governor Evers and the legislature have agreed to fund. Produce Led Watershed programs are a really good example. Farmers talking to farmers about what's going to work to protect their soil and water. Beyond that, we have the important responsibility. We've talked a little bit about supporting Wisconsin farmers and food processors from farm gate to dinner plate. And so we have programs and the abilities to do that. A credit to Wisconsin's farmers for being innovative, top producers. Wisconsin's a top five producer of so many crops that we are fortunate for that. But then the next step to that is, how do we help get that product moving to the marketplace, whether it's here locally or in the international market? And then just continuing to invest in animal health. There's any number of diseases that are out there in the world right now, and making sure that we're working with the industry on biosecurity practices are really important.
Well, like I said, I know National Ag Day, you could talk ag for hours, but before I finally let you go here, I mean, what has you personally excited, maybe DACAP as an organization, just excited about where Wisconsin's at and maybe what's coming down the pipe here, maybe this year, next year, whether it's certain crops, certain industries, whatever it might be, what has you excited?
Well, I think the creative juices and the hard work of farmers in the state of Wisconsin is something that always gets us excited. One of the things that I notice when I'm talking to a farmer or processor is the optimism. It's not unusual to talk to somebody and say, well, this year wasn't as good as I would have liked, or my prices for fertilizer are a little high, or I'm a little concerned about the international marketplace. Farmers are achievers and they're optimists, and they look at things like, I expect next year to be better, and here are the things that I'm working on. So working with a group of people who have that level of positivity is really pretty exciting. And again, the diversity of Wisconsin's crops and products is its strength. We don't have all of our eggs in one basket. We are America's Dairyland, but we produce about 95% of all the ginseng in the United States, about more than 60% of all the cranberries. If you like sweet corn or beans or peas, farmers here grow them, and more potatoes. If you like to eat it, chances are pretty good Wisconsin farmers can grow it. So that's always got me excited, is this diverse blend of crops and products that come from Wisconsin. And that always puts a smile on my face. Our team here is very excited to work with the industry again to promote everything from the farm gate to the dinner plate. And that's a pretty exciting thing. Agriculture is such a vibrant industry in Wisconsin, and it's part of our past, present, and future. And that's cool. The one thing I would add, Sean, is we can and should do everything possible to support the next generation too. Governor Evers, being a lifelong educator, is a big believer in preparing the next generation, and we have programs here or in other state agencies or at the educational institutions around the state that are focusing on the future of agriculture and the next group of young people who are going to be running the show. And this is my shameless plug. I recruit wherever I go, Sean, since it's National Ag Day this week. We have something called the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. Each year, we have 15 high school seniors join us once a month virtually throughout the course of the school year to connect to the world of agriculture in new and different ways, including panels, industry panels, where they're talking to people from the industry. They get to know some of our programs a little better. They get to see how state government interacts with the industry. So as I think about the things that are pretty cool, is there's a forward-looking nature to it. We make investments in agriculture here, things like soil and water health, things like programs to move products, things like protecting animal health, and I would also put in that supporting the next generation. And so between now and the end of March, there's still time for young people to apply for the Ag Youth Council and get connected to that next generation of people who are going to be supporting Wisconsin agriculture into the future.
That's awesome. Well, Randy, it's always a pleasure talking to you, but anything else that you want to highlight, plug before I let you go here on, well, tomorrow's going to be National Ag Day.
Yeah, I actually, Sean, I end whenever I go out and talk to groups, or if I do an interview like this, I try to mention the Farm Sitter as a resource. At DACAP, we look at ourselves as a resource to farmers, to processors, to consumers. And we talked about some of the challenges that farmers are facing right now, things that are beyond their control, things like weather, things like markets, things like prices are beyond the farmer's control. And even in the best of times, agriculture can be a stressful business. And so what we want people to know is the DACAP Farm Center is available, free and confidential services for things like mediation, farm financial consulting, whole herd diagnostics, and farmer wellness programs. So you think about those challenges that farmers face on a daily basis. We want them to know that there is a free and confidential service toll-free number, or they can find information at the DACAP website, dacap.wi.gov, for people to get connected to mental health professionals for farmer wellness. They'll find they'll connect farmers to a resource person who might be a listening ear, might be helpful and get through some stress or anxiety. Farmer wellness programs at the DACAP Farm Center is something I just wanted to mention to you. It's a resource that's available for people who may need it.